This podcast brought to you by Kobe Evans, attorney at law, serving Livingston and Crittenden counties in the areas of real estate, custody, divorce, and probate.
Bailey McDonald, first year coach, now district champion. How does it feel, coach?
It feels pretty good. This has been the goal since, you know, June, so it feels really good to get all the way to the end of October and get that goal. We've been working really hard. It's been a long season, but coming towards the end of it, I think we're feeling pretty good. We're feeling pretty strong. We're ready to go into the regional tournament and maybe make some noise, ruffle some feathers a little bit up there. So,
Tell me a little bit about this championship game. You took Livingston Central in straight sets. Who set the tone for this game for you individually?
Yeah, we came out a little bit weak, but my girls seem to really enjoy getting that. We call it just a warm-up set because it usually takes them that first set to really get going. So after that first set, you know, overall everybody played really well. Ellie Smith is one of my captains. She had a really good game tonight. She was putting the ball down. Kyron Hicks, another one of my seniors, they're both district teams players. Kyron always has a really good game. She's probably one of the better setters in the region. So she usually is pretty on. She's always doing really well. Lily Gardner had a really good game tonight. She had a lot of blocks. She's probably somebody that's going to be really strong for us next year because we're going to lose a lot of the seniors. So I'm looking for Lily to come back in and have a really strong year next year. She ended the season really strong. She looked really good tonight. I'm excited about her. Addie Kirby's another one that did really well tonight. She's really came up. She's only a sophomore, and she's this is the first time she's been really getting varsity time, and she's kind of molded to the group really well, and she's becoming a leader, and we're really looking at her next year to make some noise for us. But overall, the girls, they all played, you know, really good together. I've always said the whole season, when they're on, they're on. When they're off, they're off. They're all off or they're all on, and tonight happened to be an all-on night, so they looked really good, and I'm excited about how good they look coming into next week.
Well, volleyball, I guess, is a metaphor for life, too. When you're sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down.
You're exactly right. Sometimes.
Talk to me a little bit about this regional tournament coming up next week. It will be at Madisonville.
Yep.
You will get a second-place team.
Who do
we anticipate?
I'm looking at it probably being Christian County, Webster County. Last year it was Hopkins County Central, so any of those teams are probably – be what we're looking for. It could even maybe be Madisonville, depending on who comes out of that Caldwell district. I think, honestly, if we come out, like I said earlier, when we're playing good ball, when we're playing strong, competitive ball, we can play with anybody in the region. I'd prefer us not draw UHA or Caldwell first, or really even second. I'll take them towards the end because they're probably two of the strongest teams in the region. I wouldn't be surprised if it was them two at the end if it worked out that way. But
so we shouldn't see them till the second round at least.
The second round, yeah. I'm thinking we should. First, I don't.
They're going to win their district.
Yeah, they'll both be in their district, so we won't see them till at least second night. If we can come out on that first night ready to play ball and keep our heads out of our tails, we'll be doing all right.
Well, and probably the two best teams in the region, Henderson, UHA maybe, and Caldwell.
I would say Henderson. Henderson's pretty down this year. They're really usually solid, but this year they're on the weaker side. So if Caldwell and UHA stay off the same side of the bracket, I would imagine it would probably be them two. Honestly, everybody else in the region, it's pretty even. You've got Henderson and Madisonville, and honestly, you know, at the last tournament we were at, Christian County took a set from UHA. So region, anybody's ball game, whoever decides to show up that night and take it, really.
Well, I know you scheduled a lot of tournaments this year, stiff competition, I assume.
Yeah.
You're figuring that's going to pay off next week.
I'm hoping so. We had some hard losses. We took a lot of we lost some games that we probably shouldn't have, and we learned a lot from that, and I hope we take it into the off season, really giving it all we got and leaving it all on the table.
All right. Bailey McDonald, district champion. Congratulations.
Thank you.
This podcast brought to you by Kobe Evans, attorney at law, serving Livingston and Crittenden counties in the areas of real estate, custody, divorce, and probate.